Thank you very much for a wonderful presentation. It was interesting to see a unique approach to looking at implementation of policy. And now our last speaker is Dr. Tingting Yao. She is a postdoctoral fellow in the Institute for Health and Aging in the School of Nursing of University of California at San Francisco. And today she's going to speak with us about, we already heard about the GAP survey, and now we're going to hear about another large international survey. She's going to talk to us about does spending on cigarettes crowd out other household expenditures in China, findings from the ITC China survey. Thank you.
Thank you, Erin. Good morning, everyone. As we all know, smoking has a long-term negative impact on health and personal welfare. However, smoking also has a short-term impact on the household living standards. Spending on cigarettes may crowd out other household expenditures like food, housing, and education. In this talk, I'm going to examine the proportion and the major characteristics of smokers in China who spend money on cigarettes that they knew would be better spent on other household essentials like food. I have no relationships to disclosure. First of all, I'd like to thank my mentors, Wendy and Haiyan, and other colleagues from USA, China, and Canada for their contribution to this study. I'd also like to thank these organizations for their funding support for this study. There are two research questions in this study. First, we want to examine the proportion of smokers who have crowd out effect in China. Second, we also want to examine the major characteristics of smokers who crowd out other household expenditures in China. I'll begin with some background information of cigarette smoking prevalence in China. This chart describes the cigarette smoking prevalence in China from 1996 to 2010. As you can see, although the cigarette smoking prevalence slightly decreased over a year, it's still about 28.7 in 2010. So which equals to more than 300 million current smokers in China now. So China still has the most smokers in the world. In addition, China is also the largest tobacco producer in the world, with 2.4 trillion of cigarettes produced in 2011. Secondly, we saw there is a huge difference between male and female smoking prevalence. This is one of the main causes of secondhand smoke exposure in China. In 2010, there are more than 700 million Chinese who are exposed to secondhand smoke. Smoking also has a huge impact on the health of smokers in China. The number of deaths related to smoking continues to increase over years, from 0.6 million in 1990 to 1.2 million in 2005. A recent study projected that this number will increase to 2.2 million in 2020. In addition, smoking has an economic impact in China. Although the cigarette smoking prevalence slightly falls over years, the healthcare expenditure for treating smoking-related disease continues to grow due to the long-term and cumulative impact of smoking on health, which increased from $4.2 billion in 2003 to $6.2 billion in 2008. So, smoking is an important public health issue in China. In order to reduce cigarette smoking prevalence, we first need to understand the cigarette purchasing behavior among smokers in China. China's tobacco industry is both owned and regulated by the government. Unlike other countries, China has a huge price variation among the cigarette brands. The China National Tobacco Company produces 200 domestic cigarette brands. Like I just said, there are huge price variation among these brands, ranging from less than $1 per pack to more than $30 per pack. The one on the right is one of the luxury brands and used mainly for gifting in China. So nowadays, a carton of cigarettes is one of the most popular gifts in China, especially at the Chinese New Year. The one in the middle is one of the most popular brands. So how expensive are these cigarettes to a middle-class family in China? Let me give you a reference number. The average daily income for a middle-class family in China is about $10. So one pack of the middle-priced cigarettes accounts for 30% of your daily income. Compared to the United States, this proportion is much larger. So if a heavy smoker smokes two packs of cigarettes per day, there will be much less for spending on other household essentials like food, housing, and education. Therefore, spending on cigarettes may crowd out other household expenditures in China. That's why this study is very important. We used the data from the International Tobacco Control Survey. The International Tobacco Control Project is the first international cohort study of tobacco use. It has been conducted in 20 countries so far. Specifically, the ITC China survey was conducted in 7 big cities in China, as shown in this figure. Since 2006, 4 waves of survey have been completed so far. In this study, we are using the first 3 waves of survey data, which are the latest data when we conducted this study. Our analysis focuses on respondents who participated in all 3 waves survey. So we excluded the data from the city of Kunming, which was added to the ITC China survey at wave 3. In each city, the ITC China survey used a multi-stage cluster sampling design to select the representative urban adult current smokers and non-smokers. In our study, we only include smokers because our research question focuses on the cigarette purchasing behavior among those who are currently smoke. There are more than 8,000 observations who were participating in all 3 wave survey. After excluding respondents with missing information, our final sample size was 7,981 observations. These measures were asked in the ITC China survey and used in our study. The crowding out behavior was measured by the question of, have you spent money on cigarettes that you knew would be better spent on other household essentials like food? Smoking intensity were measured by the question of how many cigarettes do you smoke per day. The behavior of purchasing cigarettes from cheaper sources was measured by the question of have you purchased cigarettes from cheaper sources. Social demographic characteristics include age, gender, marital status, education, income, employment status, and the city of living. We used the GEE model to determine the effect of each independent variable on the dependent variable. In this model, our dependent variable is whether or not spend on cigarettes crowd out other household expenditures. Those respondents who answered yes to these questions were considered as have crowd out behavior. Those who answered no to this question were considered as not. Those who refused to answer this question or reported the missing status were coded as missing and excluded from our study sample, as I mentioned before. The independent variable in our model include the social demographic characteristics, smoking intensity, and the behavior of purchasing cigarettes from cheaper sources. Now, let's look at our study results. This is our descriptive results on 4 variables. 16% of them are middle income. A vast majority of them are employed status. Nearly half of them are moderate smokers, and 16% of them reported purchasing cigarettes from cheaper sources. On average, 7.3% of them reported having called out behavior. This table shows our GE results after controlling other variables. Our GE results show that there are four factors are statistically significant. They are income, behavior of purchasing cigarettes from cheaper sources, city of living, and the employment status. The adjusted odds ratio is the ratio of having called out behavior for one group to that of the reference group. For example, for income, the low-income smokers are 2.4 times as likely to having called out behavior than those in the high-income group. Similarly, smokers who purchase cigarettes from cheaper sources and smokers who lived in Shenyang, Changsha, Guangzhou, and Yinchuan are more likely to having called out behavior than those who did not purchase cigarettes from cheaper sources and those who lived in Beijing. Our GE results also showed that the retired smokers were less likely to have called out behavior than employed smokers. Our findings of lower income smokers are more likely to have called out behavior is consistent with the previous study conducted in the developed country and a study conducted in Mexico, which emphasize the need of implementing tobacco prevention and cessation programs that specifically target low-income smokers in China in order to reduce the crowd-out behavior on other household expenditures. In addition, our study found smokers who purchase cigarettes from cheaper sources are more likely to have crowd-out behavior. It's consistent with the study conducted in Mexico, which found that smokers who purchase discounted cigarettes are more likely to have crowd out behavior. This suggests that reducing smoking would decrease the effect of crowd out behavior. Our study found smokers who lived in Shenyang, Changsha, Guangzhou, and Yinchuan are more likely to have crowd out behavior than smokers who lived in Beijing. This might because comparing to Beijing, these four cities are less economically developed. We also found retired smokers are less likely to have crowd out behavior. The possible explanations include retired smokers are collecting pensions that are adequate to cover their expenses, or that the household size of retired persons is smaller, so expenses are reduced. But a future study is needed to explore this association between employment status and have crowd out behavior. Our findings indicated that smoking has an impact on household expenditures in China. 7.3% of smokers reported having crowd out behavior, and the proportion of having crowd out behavior was higher among lower income smokers, smokers who lived in Shenyang, Changsha, Guangzhou, and Yinchuan, and smokers who purchased cigarettes from cheaper sources. And this proportion is lower among the retired smokers. The proportion of having crowd out behavior in our study is much lower than that reported in UK, USA, Canada, and Australia, which are ranging from 20% to 33%. This might be because our study is limited to the urban data in China, which might have lower percentage of smokers who reported having crowd out behavior compared to the rural China, where incomes tend to be much lower. Given that vast majority of smokers lived in rural China, so cautions need to be exercised when generalizing our study findings to the rural area. However, our study results suggest that in addition to health benefits, smoking cessation and reduction would lead to would lead to an improvement of household living standards in China. Thank you.